This episode of You've Got This is brought to you by my Virtual Writing Groups program, a 12-week series of weekly group coaching meetings that can help you to ease back into meaningful writing habits this summer. Each Virtual Writing Groups package includes 12 weekly meetings, 2 private coaching sessions with me on topics of your choice, access to my 9-part course on academic writing and publishing, and a lifetime membership to Prolific, my online community focused on aligning your goals with your values. If you're ready to deepen your relationship with your writing this summer and have some fun along the way, I hope you'll join us. Groups for Summer 2020 start the week of June 8th, so check out the program today. You can learn more about the upcoming Virtual Writing Groups program at drkatielinder.com/VWG, or just click the link in the show notes. You're listening to You've Got This, episode 193. Welcome to You've Got This, a weekly podcast for higher education professionals looking to increase their confidence and capacity for juggling the day-to-day demands of an academic life. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. On today's episode, I want to talk about a new resource that I'm creating that I will admit I'm pretty excited about. Now, if you follow me on Instagram, you will have seen me posting about this, but if you don't follow me, I'm going to talk about it here, and that is I am creating a new online course. And what this online course is about is blended teaching and learning. Now, if you have hung around for a while, or if you've known my work for a while, you know that years ago, I wrote a book called The Blended Course Design Workbook. And this was something that I created after I was asked by my current institution at that time, by that president, to create faculty development resources on blended teaching and learning. I used to direct a center for teaching and learning. And so this was like the early days of blended. This was maybe 2013, and there weren't a whole lot of resources, practical tools that allowed people to really do this work. And so as we were creating these faculty development programs, I worked with some of my staff at the time to write this book. So there's some co-author chapters, there's some chapters that I wrote, but we created this resource and it was really meant to help individuals to create blended courses, but also really to be used as a faculty development resource. Fast forward, and over the years, I've given a bunch of different presentations, webinars, keynotes on the topic of blended teaching and learning. And not surprisingly, a lot of folks are starting to reach out to me right now because they know me in this space. They know that this is something I've talked about in the past and done a lot of work on. And because I was starting to get all of these inquiries, and as campuses are kind of starting to think about blended options for the coming school year, I realized I wasn't really going to be able to help people at scale. And this was going to be kind of a challenge. If I had a lot of people reaching out for things like virtual events or trainings, I wasn't going to be able to say yes to everyone. And so what I decided to do was create something that I could scale, and I'm calling it Blend by Design. Now, that might sound kind of similar to Sodal by Design, which is really what I modeled it after. So if you know that I already have an online course, I created it about 2 years ago, and it's about scholarship of teaching and learning, self-paced, video-based, and that's what Blend by Design is as well. So it has 7 different modules. Each of those modules have 7 different topics that I'm covering, and then each of those topic areas have different videos and resources that I'm pulling together, including things like worksheets, templates, checklists, everything I have, basically, everything I can find that I think is like a helpful resource, stuff that I've created, stuff that other people have created that's just kind of out there, podcast episodes, blog posts, readings. I mean, everything I can find that I've over the years kind of collected as I've been doing these campus visits and really working with a bunch of different people on these things. So what this means is I'm in the process right now of creating this thing, Blend by Design, and it's going to be over 100 videos, just like the Sodal by Design course. I've been mapping it out in Airtable, which is really helping me to make sure I'm getting everything kind of where I want it to go. And I'm just like having the time of my life because course creation and course design is totally my jam. I really love it. And I have so much fun breaking like big projects down into really manageable pieces. And the more I get into creating this project, the more I really think it's going to be helpful for people. And especially campuses that maybe don't have really kind of well-established faculty development resources, or they don't have a Center for Teaching and Learning, and they're trying to figure out how are we going to train all of our faculty on blended. Now, I know not all campuses are going in this direction, and certainly some campuses are going to be going fully online, or they're going to be trying something else. But I've been talking with a lot of people who are really thinking that blended is going to be the answer, some version of blended, whether that's high flex or there's a couple different models of blended. I talk about this in the Blend by Design course. But I think that this is going to be a longer term phenomenon that people may be also engaging in beyond the fall. And it may be that we really do go more toward blended models to try to keep our campuses with a reasonable amount of people on them. We may also have faculty who feel more comfortable being out of the classroom more, whether that means teaching online or teaching blended. So for all those reasons, I was like, okay, I got to dive in and I got to create this thing. So here's where it's at right now. I've got all the videos scripted and it's about 30,000 words, which is about the size of the blended course design workbook. I want to be clear, this is not a repeat of that resource. Now, all of it did come out of my head, so that's an important thing to note. And there's only so much you can say about drafting course goals and learning objectives and designing effective assessments and all of those kinds of things. But I did not take any of the content directly. It's not like I went back to the book draft and like revised it to be video scripts. I literally wrote all of these video scripts from scratch. So my nights and weekends have been writing for the past, you know, couple of weeks to kind of get this ready to go. And I'm in the process now of recording all those video scripts and creating the slide decks that are going to allow me to edit those videos together. I've been putting a lot of resources into the course site so that it's ready to go. And then I've also been building out the website for Blend by Design so that people can learn a little bit more about it. And at this point, what I'm ready to do is have people join a waiting list if you want to learn a little bit more about the course, or if you know you want to purchase it whenever it's ready, you just want to be notified, you can join the waiting list. And that's linked on the website. So not too surprisingly, the website is called blendbydesign.com. It's linked from my website, and it's also going to be linked from the Blended Course Design Workbook site as well. And it's obviously going to be linked in the show notes in case you want to take a look. But I really think that this is something that is probably a little bit overdue, if I really do think about it, for the number of years that I've been talking about blended course design and really working with campuses on these topics. This is something that it's time. It's time to create this resource and really help people work through what are the ideas around alignment, around really kind of making meaningful choices when it comes to using technology in the classroom. So I'm pretty excited. Now, you may be wondering, when is this thing going to be available? And let me tell you, I am like working all cylinders right now. When I am not at work for my day job, I am working on this course. I am trying to get this out like the first week of June. So as you are listening to this, I have like 2 weeks left to really push it. And as I am planning, this weekend is going to be like a video editing party that I'm going to be engaging in to really kind of push this forward as much as I can. So I need to finish the videos and I need to do some editing on things like worksheets and templates to really get them where I want them to be. But it's moving along fast. I've been investing a ton of time to really get this going because I know that people have summer faculty development and a lot of campuses right now are starting to make these decisions for fall. So I really want this resource to be available and to be out there for folks who might need it starting in June. And of course, July, August, and into the fall, whatever people's needs might be. The other thing that I think is going to be a common question about this course is how does the book tie in? And I've tried to articulate that on the website for the course. But basically, what I would say is if you have a copy of the book, this is really adding on to what is in the book from like the last 4 years of my experience with blended. So things that I've learned, tips, strategies, extra kind of bonus stuff that's out in the world now that wasn't out in the world 4 years ago is all being included in this course. So I definitely see it as a supplement to the book. I also see the book as a supplement to the course. If you want to do a deeper dive on things like scholarship and research, that's in the book. I'm not really including it in the course. The course is really focused on the practical pieces, the strategies, the templates, the tools, getting the course kind of structure put together. The other piece that I decided not to really go into a lot of depth in the course, although I'm including some bonus materials in this area, is a lot of the stuff around technology, because every campus has a different LMS. Everybody has different tools that they're allowed to use or not allowed to use. And I didn't really want to get into that. I really wanted this to be kind of technology agnostic in some ways. So I definitely talk about certain tools and technologies. I talk about things like creating video lectures and some effective ways to do that. But I don't get into like really specific things about using social media, which is covered in the book. I don't talk a ton about open educational resources in the course, but it is covered in the book. And I just have a few resources on kind of choosing LMS tools and being kind of strategic about that in the course, but I go into a lot more detail in the book. So I think that they're paired well together to potentially be really working together. But my other goal was to have Blend by Design be a resource that could potentially stand alone. So you don't have to have the book to really understand what I'm talking about in Blend by Design, but I do think that they pair really well together. Now, one thing I should note is that I don't have control over kind of the ability to sell the book or discount the book when people buy the course, because it is through Stylus Publishing. So I have included information on the Blend by Design website about bulk purchasing for the book. You can get discounts and things like that. And especially if you're someone who's listening to this and you're organizing this for a campus, there is a possibility of getting things shipped out if all of your people are remote right now. You can work with Stylus to do that. I'm not going to be taking on the logistics for that, but Stylus can help. So I've included information about who to contact on the Blend by Design website. If that's something that would be of interest to you and you know that you want to pair the book with the course and make sure everybody has access to both, there's definitely some deeper discounts when you buy that in bulk. Okay, so you're probably wondering too, the big question, how much does this thing cost? And this is something that I went back and forth on a lot and really tried to think about what does this mean for my business, which I'll be honest, has taken some revenue hits this year because of my speaking schedule being canceled and things like that. But also my much bigger concern was that this course be affordable for people. And I think that especially because I have clients already who have told me that they want to purchase this course for potentially thousands of faculty members as part of their campus systems, this was not something that I could price, you know, in a really significant high amount. The other question I've already gotten from people is, will I have an unlimited license option? And the answer is yes. This is not something that I did for Sotl by Design because I consider that to be more of a niche course that's really for faculty learning communities. But for Blend by Design, which is absolutely kind of a broader base of people who might be needing it, I did want to create an unlimited licensing option. So for individuals who buy Blend by Design, it's $127. And that's just for an individual license. It's a lifetime license. You will have the course forever. If I make updates to it, you will get the updates. So that is just, you know, the flat rate for anybody who's buying it as an individual. The next package up that I have for it is for 50 people. And that jumps up by several thousand dollars, but it limits the overall cost of the course. It makes the course be a little bit discounted for the number of people that you're involving in the licensing structure. And I go up from there. The unlimited option, I know there might be some people listening who are like, ooh, I might want the unlimited option. It's kind of pricey, I will be honest. It is the highest priced product I have ever had in my business, but it gets the licenses down to $75 or less, depending on how many people you have in the course. So this is for people who want to purchase it for 400 people or more. And if you're purchasing it for like 3,000 people, then it bumps it down to like $10 a person. So that highest level pricing option that I'm offering is $30,000. For an unlimited licensing option. So that means if you have a system level where you have like 7,000 faculty in your system, they can all have the course for that $30,000 option. So you can get, you know, the licenses down pretty low, depending on how many people you're talking about distributing it to. So there's some packages in between. You can go to the website if you want to see the details there. And I would also encourage you, if you're listening and you're like, okay, I may not be able to do that on my campus, but I want to talk to you and see if there's other options, please reach out to me. This is a resource that if you really need it, I want to get it into the hands of people who really need it. And I know that there are campuses that are struggling right now with budgets and with faculty development resources. And my biggest concern is making sure that I am providing that support at scale that I know that I can't do just as one person running around doing virtual events. So if you want to come find me in the next 2 weeks, I will probably be behind my computer working on editing videos and getting all the resources pulled together for this resource. It is truly such a joy for me to create these kinds of resources, for me to offer support in times of need. When people really do need to have practical resources, strategies, and guidance for how to actually do the work of teaching in a blended classroom. So I would love to hear if you have any questions or if you have feedback. Feel free again to check out the website. It's at blendbydesign.com, and I would love to hear from you. So you can always email me at hello@drkatielinder.com. You can tweet to me at @katie_linder. You can connect with me on Instagram at @katie_linder. And any way you contact me, I always love to hear from you. Thanks for listening to this episode of You've Got This. Show notes and a transcript for this episode can be found at katielinder.work/podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes. Thanks for listening.